Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3226B, and today's date is December 3rd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Precedents Are Being Set, Boomerang, Barack Obama, Watch the Water, At Dawn, We Win. Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, everything that they're doing to Trump, well, they're setting the precedents. And these are going to be used against them later on. Remember, if you're going to bring all of these people to justice, what do you need to do? Hey, before I forget, this is the last day you can get the X22 gear. Right now, site-wide, you can save 22% off of everything in the store. Just use code LASTDAY at checkout. Now, the store is going to be closing at midnight, and once it closes it for good. We're not going to reopen it or anything like that. So if you want to get the merch for We the People, just go over to x22store.com. Don't forget to use LASTDAY at checkout to get 22% off. And once the store closes at 12 midnight, it is closed. You need to remove the barriers to go after them. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing. If you really look at the strategy here, it looks like this is a multi-pronged strategy. Number one, everything that's happening to him, well, this is part of his campaign. He's the victim. They're trying to stop him every step of the way. And when people see this, what do people do? They go, holy crap, I can see it as clear as day. And this is election interference. And when they don't stop, well, it just gets worse and worse for the deep state players. I do believe this is part of Trump's campaign. The other part of this is that he needs to set certain precedents. Because in the end, when we need to go after these people and bring them to justice, you can't have presidential immunity. You can't have any of these roadblocks. You need to go after every single one of these people, and no one should be able to say a thing about it. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is setting up right now. Every step of the way, he's allowing them to set these precedents because they're so desperate to get to him and get him off the ballot, get him out of the elections, that in the end, this is going to boomerang on them and they won't be able to do the thing. And the people of this country will accept it with absolutely no problem. And think about it. Think about what they just did to George Santos. They removed him. They expelled him from Congress. Do you think this is going to work in their favor later on? Remember, he wasn't convicted of any crime. They just decided to do it before the evidence came out, which means they're already setting a precedent and this can be used against them. Yes. Are they trying to get majority? Yes. Are they trying to use? But again, nothing's going to happen. Actually, they're making it worse for themselves every step of the way. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about what Scavino put out there, because I do believe he's sending us a message. And Trump, he was actually having a rally out in Iowa, and he dropped some truth bombs, and actually, a lot of the things that he said fits into what is happening right now. Remember, everything the deep state tried to do to Trump, the borders, the economy, saying that he's going to bring us to nuclear war, COVID, everything that they did to him, every attack, if you notice, it is now turned around and it's happening to them. The problem with all this is that the deep state players never expected all this to happen while the people were awake. They were hoping to have the 16-year plan while we were in this event where no one would be paying attention. Trump, he woke the population up. The people can think clearly. The people can think logically. And if you really think about the strategy, what makes people uncomfortable? Money and war. That's what really wakes the population up. And that's what people are going to experience as we go through 2024. Because you can see, everything is building up now. Because once again, if you're losing your job, if you can't make ends meet, this bothers people. People see through the propaganda. And yes, we're starting to see people see through all this propaganda. And once people wake up, you can't put them back to sleep. Now, those people that don't wake up because the economy's failing, they're going to wake up because of war. The majority, they don't want to go to war. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants a nuclear war. Because how do you win a nuclear war? You really can't. All you're going to see is death and destruction everywhere. And I do believe the deep state players, this is what they have left. And Trump is using this against them. And I do believe this all revolves around the 2024 election. Actually, I think from the very, very beginning, this has always revolved around the 2024 elections. I think Trump, the Patriots, knew that it was going to take a very long time to put everything into place, to wake the people up, and then actually have the people take the country back. And we can see that, yes, things are going to get very, very scary. Things are going to get a lot worse as we move forward. But I do believe the Patriots are in complete and utter control of the situation. The people are waking up, and the people need to see this play out. Because once again, how do you take back a country if you don't know what these people have done? If you don't see their criminal acts, if you don't see the infiltration, if you don't see how they're trying to bring us to war, if you don't see how they're opening the borders and letting all the criminals in, if you don't see any of this, how in the world are you going to make a logical decision to take back the country? You wouldn't be able to. You know what? If this didn't happen, I know people are afraid, people are scared. I can't believe this happened. This is good. You're supposed to feel this way. Because if this didn't happen, it would be business as usual. Here are your two fake candidates. Choose one of them because it doesn't really matter. And we'll just do what the deep state will just do what they normally do. This is why this is so different. This is not a four-year election. This is not a normal thing. Oh, let's go for my candidate. No, this is about taking back the country. This is about waking the people up in this country so they can see past their own lives. That's what this is all about. And it had to be done this way because otherwise no one would see it. You wouldn't feel the pain. You wouldn't know anything. You would just be going, oh, look, it's another election. Hopefully he wins. No, he is going to win. He just needs the people to see it. He already has the control. He already has the power. He just wants the people. He wants the people to see it all. He wants the people to think logically. He wants the people in the end to say, you know something? I see it. I understand it. I see what needs to be done. We need to vote all of these people out. Why? Because I see what they have done to this country. And this will not end. This will continue to happen. And they will destroy the country in the end. And we will not have a country left if we continue down this path. He wants the people to see this. And every step of the way, what is Trump doing? He's setting precedents. The bad news is actually good news because he wants people to see this. He wants these things that they're doing to him set. So this way, when it's time to arrest these people, when it's time to bring them to trial, when it's time to go after these people, they can't complain about it because they've already done it. And now it's open season on them. We're going to be talking a lot more about this and a lot more about the elections and what Scavino put out there. But first, let's talk about George Santos here because they went ahead and they voted to expel Santos from Congress. And once again, they did this, and he was not found guilty of anything. Think about this for a second. Representative Doug LaMalfa put this out and said, throughout the history of our nation, neither the House or the Senate has expelled a member that was not convicted of a crime or committed treason. I do not condone Mr. Santos' action. I would strongly urge him to resign in light of the evidence against him presented in the Ethics Committee report. I do not think Congress should create a new precedent, very interesting, given the merging of politics and justice these days. An expulsion vote could be used as a political warfare or to tip the scale in a decision of an ongoing court case. It seems the sentence is being handed down before the conviction. Congress should follow the precedent of the last 232 years and only vote to expel once a member is convicted of a crime or treason. So they are setting a very dangerous precedent, which means when everything shifts and everything is turned on them, those people who have committed crimes, could they be expelled from Congress without being convicted? Can we drain Congress of all of these actors? Yes, we can. I mean, actually, look, they're getting rid of Santos. Did they get rid of Menendez? Remember, charges have been brought up against him multiple times now. There's an actual case of him laundering money with him with children and girls. Have they voted on him yet? Is he now removed? No, he's not. Why not? Think about that for a second. So they just set a very, very dangerous precedent. Yes, they're trying to get majority. Yes, they're trying to get rid of these people. But in the end, this is not going to work out for them whatsoever. Because as time goes on, they're going to have more and more evidence brought out against them. And one's going to lead to another, which is going to lead to another. And everything that they're doing is going to backfire on them in the end. I mean, look what's happening with Joe Biden. The American people, they're seeing all this evidence. The American people are seeing everything come out against Biden right now. Biden then should be removed from his office because look what they did to Santos, right? Shouldn't Menendez should be removed from his office because of all this evidence. Remember, Santos was not convicted. Speaker Mike Johnson put this out and said, here are the straightforward facts. 15 million flowed to the Biden family from countries like Russia and China. 22 times Biden talked to his son's business associates. 16 times Biden lied about it to the American people. And we have checks made out to Biden directly. We're just following the facts. Absolutely. And we could see as they chanted, you know, no one's above the law, as they were chanting it against Trump. No one's above the law. No, not even presidents. Well, again, these are all precedents that are going to be used against them. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, no special treatment for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden must comply with our subpoena and appear for a deposition. He will not receive special treatment or dictate how Congress conducts investigations. After Hunter Biden sits down for a deposition, we will hold a public hearing at a later date. Democrats should have no concerns with this process, as this is how they conducted their impeachment inquiry of Trump and the January 6th committee. So they've already gone through this. And once again, this is being used against them. Can they complain? Can they argue? But think about it. Think about what the people are going to say. Well, didn't you do it this way? You did it this way with Trump's impeachment. You did this with the investigation in January 6th. So you already did it this way. So why are you having a problem? See, this is not going to work for them. It's going to work against them. And remember, like they said, nobody is above the law. Remember, this is going to be used against them, and it is. And it's going to get worse and worse for them as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see the deep state plan to bring in as many people into this country as possible. And it's not just the United States, but it's countries around the world. You could see that they've pushed this agenda. And what they needed is they needed their foot soldiers in all of these countries. Because I do believe in the end, this is all going to go back to Obama. This was part of the 16-year plan. Remember, they were going to bring us, which they've been trying for a very long time, trying to bring us to war. They wanted a war inside the country, and they wanted a war outside of the country. Because both of these were going to bring down the United States. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this against them. But when you look at the immigration and you look at the illegals coming into this country, you can see they have actually reached their goal that they wanted. The scale, and by the way, Mark Krikorian put this out, the scale of immigration is so high that it appears to have made the new Census Bureau population projections, published on November 9th of this year, obsolete. The Bureau projected that the foreign-born share was not supposed to hit 15% until 2033, and it already hit. That tells you everything you need to know. Stephen Miller put this out and shows a video of all the illegals and says, for the love of God, impeach Mayorkas. And yes, they're trying to impeach him. But again, you have the criminal syndicate. What do? They continually protect him. But the people see this, the people who are part of the court of public opinion, they see exactly what's going on. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, a majority of voters support congressional efforts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The people, they're out there saying, yeah, you know something? We need to impeach them. And we need to deport all these people. And we need to send them back to their own countries. And I do believe this is going to happen. Trump has let us know that, yes, when he becomes president, he will be sending all of these people back to their countries. Now, do I believe that Trump is already the commander in chief? Do I believe this is his second term? Yes, he said this multiple times during his rallies. I do believe this is all part of the plan. The first term, set up the plan, get everything ready for continuity of government, allow them to steal the election, allow them to have the insurrection. This way, the military takes over. This way, the military is in control, which means the commander-in-chief is full control, so this way he can move forward with the plan and taking down the deep state players. The second phase is to put the resident in place, allow the people to see exactly what their plan is, which is the 16-year plan, which they put into place, allow them to open the borders, allow them to destroy the economy, allow them to show people exactly what their plan is. Now, they never wanted the people to see this, but Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see this. And everything that they did to Trump, it was going to be done to them. Trump needed, in this phase, to wake the people up, set certain precedents, and trap them in their entire narrative. And I do believe the third phase of all of this is basically having the people take back the country and then going after every single one of these individuals. But we are now in the second phase where everything is being exposed, the people are waking up, the people are seeing what's going on. And I do believe to take back the country, what needs to happen? You need to take control of the elections. You need to take the control away from the deep state players that have been controlling the elections for a very long time. They're in control. They have people on the ground controlling the elections. Yes, having the mail-in ballots, having the drop boxes, having the computer systems, yes, that is one part of the control. But to actually to operate their system, you needed people to make sure that no one knew what they were doing, to keep those people that were going to expose all this out, even though people know what was going on. They needed complete and utter control. So they needed to put people in certain places. Plus, you also needed prosecutors, attorney generals, judges to make sure that no election case would ever see the light of day, because this is how you control a cheating system. And now the people of this country, they see it. Actually, the people of this world see it. And I do believe in the end, this is all going to backfire on them. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But think about what everyone is seeing now. You're seeing the hoaxes. You're seeing the infiltration. You're seeing all of this. And now we're having Pizzagate brought out into the open. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's actually real. And I do believe this revolves around Hollywood. It revolves around a lot of politicians. It revolves around quite a bit. And it looks like Jussie Smollett, he's heading back to jail right now. He tried to bring his case back up, but it was shot down. And Liz Crokin mentioned something very, very interesting. And this has to do with Jussie Smollett and Pizzagate. She said, an appeals court on Friday upheld the disorderly conduct conviction of actor Jussie Smollett, who was accused of staging a racist, homophobic attack against himself in 2019 and then lied to the Chicago police about it. Smollett now will have to finish out a 150-day stint in jail. That was part of his sentence. Smollett spent just 6 days in jail while his appeal was pending. Troop Hunter reported in 2019 that during the early stages of the investigation, records show Chicago police shared intel with the FBI and the FBI special agent Gregory Wing was working the investigation daily alongside city detectives. Wing supervised the child sex crimes and violent crimes against children squad in the FBI Chicago field office and has been considered one of the top agents investigating child sex trafficking in the country. What was one of FBI's premier child sex crimes and child sex trafficking investigators doing working in alleged assault case? Wing and his FBI task force tracked down high-profile pedophiles and pimps. One internal Chicago PD document from the Smollett case states, per request of FBI Special Agent Greg Wing, the detective forwarded a copy of the search warrant, number 19SW5223, which was issued pertaining to the Apple Incorporated held iCloud account controlled by Jussie Smollett to FBI analyst Mariela Lopez via email. The detective received an email reply indicating receipt of this document. Also in 2019, charges against Smollett was initially dropped and critics questioned whether the Empire's actor's high-powered connections were involved as police called for a probe into Barack Obama's links to this case. There were messages exchanged between Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox and Michelle Obama, aide Tina Chen. The Chicago Police Union slammed Fox's conduct in the case as highly, highly suspicious, following her decision to recuse herself in the days before Smollett's arrest after intervening in the investigation at the request of Chen. Furthermore, it should be noted that $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs that were flown in for an Obama White House party via clandestine channels were from Chicago. So it's funny how this is leading back to Obama, leading back to Pizzagate. And I do believe that's where all this is going to lead. It's going to lead back to Obama and the 16-year plan. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're setting this up to bring them out into the spotlight so everyone can see who the treasonous criminals really are. And I do believe that's exactly where we are headed. And you can see all the things they had to put in place to carry out their entire plan. And you can see the censorship. You can see everything that they have done here because it's being brought out into the open. Jim Jordan, he put out the YouTube Files Part 2, and he says, to appease the Biden White House, Big Tech gave into the federal government's relentless pressure campaign to censor American speech, including true information. YouTube capitulated first. Facebook caved next. The judiciary, GOP, and weaponization obtained internal Google and Facebook docs revealing big tech companies buckled first under pressure from the Biden White House to censor Americans' posts, including true statements, jokes, memes, and opinions. And once YouTube relented to censoring more content, the Biden White House used that as leverage to further increase the pressure on Facebook to do the same. Remember how the Biden White House was outraged that Facebook didn't censor a meme? That's interesting. In that same April 2021 hour-long call, Biden White House senior advisor Andy Slavitt warned Nick Clegg, Facebook's president for global affairs, that YouTube has made significant advances to remove content leading to vaccine hesitancy, whilst Facebook has lagged behind. That's right. The Biden admin praised Google for censoring Americans while criticizing Facebook. An internal Facebook email obtained by Judiciary, GOP, and weaponization, Clegg described his call with the Biden White House regarding censorship. The email reveals that Nick Clegg, former UK Deputy Prime Minister, tried to reason with the Biden White House that under America's First Amendment, removing content like that would represent a significant incursion into traditional boundaries of free expression in the U.S. But the Biden White House was unmoved, and the response to Facebook was clear. You need to be like Google and YouTube and censor more. In response to the White House's demand, Clegg asked his colleagues at Facebook to check whether the content is available on YouTube because the White House's assumption is that YouTube would never accept something like this. But why did Facebook and Google YouTube relent to the White House pressure? Because the companies had other policy priorities that they feared the White House could use as leverage against them. Facebook executives warned that they had bigger fish to fry. Meanwhile, the Google YouTube government affairs team cautioned that they were seeking to work closely with the Biden administration on multiple policy fronts. And so the gatekeepers of the modern town square relented. They censored Americans' true speech and even jokes, all to appease the censors in the Biden White House. While the Biden White House is trying to obstruct our investigation and hide its role in censoring Americans, the investigation by the judiciary, GOP, and weaponization continues to make progress. Yesterday, we issued subpoenas to two senior Biden White House officials, Rob Flaherty and Andy Slavitt, who were essential to communicating the Biden White House's censorship demands. And the truth is coming out. They violated the people's rights, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And as more and more of this comes out, the people know. You think Trump and the Patriots knew they were doing this? Of course they did. They were always doing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Henry Kissinger, he passed away. And it seems that he was part of the deep state players, and he worked with China. And with Trump, he couldn't really read Trump. China couldn't really read Trump. And they were having a difficult time with Trump and China, because normally the deep state players, they would be able to control certain individuals. They would know what their next move was. But with Trump, it was very, very difficult. So Roger Stone, he put something out that was very interesting. He said Kissinger was a top agent of the Chinese Communist Party. Then we have Trump, who put this out on Truth. He said, quote from Henry A. Kissinger, "Whether you like him or not, Donald Trump has controlled China like nobody I have ever seen in all of the years that I've been doing this. They couldn't figure him out, and to this day, still can't," which I find very, very interesting. So they don't know exactly what he's trying to do. They don't know his plans, which I find very, very interesting. And now you know why they needed to get rid of him, because he couldn't be controlled. Not like Biden, not like Clinton, not like Bush. He couldn't be controlled because they couldn't figure him out. Isn't that interesting? But it looks like he's figuring everyone else out. And he's let us know where all this is headed. He told us multiple times. And you could see all you got to do is take everything that was done to him, just reverse it now. It's all coming back. Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY on the deep state players. Remember when Trump had peace in North Korea? He walked across the DMZ, shook Kim Jong-un's hand, brought him back to South Korea. There was peace. There was no war, even though this is what the deep state was trying to do. They were trying to start a war with North Korea. That was part of their 16-year plan. Trump countered it, showed the people, look, I can have peace. It's this easy. And now, everything now is turning around. North Korea right now is warning that any interference with the spy satellite program they have would be a declaration of war. And right on schedule, Trump comes out and says, for 4 years, you had no trouble with North Korea. Did you? No. He was able to control them. He had peace. And now, all of a sudden, they're talking about a declaration of war. So they're back into the fold. Take a listen to what Trump said here.
He doesn't know anything. He can't put two sentences together. And he's negotiating our nuclear package with Kim Jong-un, who won't talk to him, by the way. He won't even talk to him. North Korea won't talk to him. But he likes me. He likes me. You know, for 4 years, you had no trouble with North Korea, did you? No trouble whatsoever. Started a little bit rough, right? Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man. He said, we've got a red button on my desk, he said. I said, I have a red button also, but mine's bigger, better, and it works. Mine works. And then, no.
So when Trump first came into office, they tried to start a war with North Korea. They were firing missiles. Trump countered it, have peace. And now, here we have North Korea trying to start a war. That's where all this is headed. And I do believe all this revolves around their 16-year plan. It revolves around the Obamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, because that's what you're seeing right now in the streets of this country and the streets of many other countries. This is the Muslim Brotherhood. This is their plan to actually infiltrate the country and have their forces inside the country. And yes, alongside the Muslim Brotherhood, you have Chinese, you have other criminals, you have Antifa and many others. But what's very interesting about all of this is that May Golan, the Minister of the Advance of the Status of Women of Israel, said that she had approached Michelle Obama to condemn attacks on Israel women by Hamas on October 7th, and it was met with complete silence. Why do you think that is? Why wouldn't she come out and say, this is horrific? No one should be raping and killing women and dragging them off. Why is she silent? That's very interesting, isn't it? Well, I think Scavino might have that message, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, it looks like the U.S. House of Representatives, in a 307 to 119 vote, passed a bill that would force the White House to permanently freeze $6 billion in Iranian funds released back in September as part of the prisoner exchange deal. So remember, Biden released these funds, and he released other funds, billions of dollars, to Iran. And they're using this money to fund terror all over the place. And what's very interesting, remember that truth that Trump put out about what about the American hostages? The only one that was free that was the one that was connected to Hunter Biden's artwork, where this person purchased the artwork, which is interesting. But the rest of the hostages, they have not released them. It's the remaining eight. And they were asking John Kirby about this. And he said the United States is not sure where Hamas is holding any remaining American hostages or what condition they're in. So he doesn't have visibility. He doesn't know what's going on. And they're not doing anything to get the American hostages out. Interesting, isn't it? But they got the one American hostage that purchased Hunter Biden's artwork or was connected to that. Very interesting. Trump, he said this at the Iowa rally. Iran was broke under the Trump administration. They didn't have the money to fund Hamas, Hezbollah, and now they do. So basically, everything has been turned around. Trump, he nixed the Iranian deal. And now you can see everything that Trump did, they reversed it. And you can see it very, very clearly. I do believe this is Trump's strategy. Everything that he did during the first 4 years was to reverse everything they did, and they were going to put it right back. And you're going to see the consequences of all of this. And that's what people are seeing. But you can see war is building up right now. And you can see that Europe, they're a little panicked out there. Disclosed TV put this out on X and says, former German FM and Green politician urges Europe to arm itself. The nuclear arsenals of France and Great Britain are not sufficient. What are they so worried about? Well, it looks like war is building and there are more and more events that are happening. Right now, the Pentagon says an American warship and multiple commercial vessels have come under attack in the Red Sea. Very interesting. So while we have war happening outside of this country in North Korea, which is building, you can see they're already pushing their rhetoric. You can see what's happening out in the Middle East. And we already have NATO Stoltenberger saying things are going to happen in Ukraine. It's not over there. So we're starting to see on all fronts, war is building all over the place. And when you look inside of this country, you can see that the deep state players from their infiltration, they're trying to start something inside the country. Remember, they have brought people into this country. Yes, young military age men. There are a lot of people of Muslim faith, part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and there are Chinese that are also of military age because this is part of their 16-year plan to have World War III. They knew they couldn't just win by attacking the people from the outside. They would have to attack from the outside and the inside. And they started off by brainwashing our children. The next part was to get the weapons away from the people, because what's the use of infiltrating and bringing these people into the country if everyone has a weapon and the people could form militias and fight against these individuals? That's why they needed to get the weapons away from the people. But that didn't work. That backfired on them. But you could see they're moving forward with their plan. You're seeing the mobs, and it's the same people. It's the same Antifa, the same illegals, the same criminals. They're all the same thing. They're all taking their orders from the top, and they're just pushing their entire agenda. Eli Klein put this out and said, "Today in New York City, a mob chanting, 'There is only one solution, Intifada revolution.' I don't call this a protest. Calling for the mass murder of Jews is not protesting. If the KKK were calling for the mass murder of blacks, would we call it a protest? Absolutely not." Tom Fitton said this and responded to this and said, "Leftist terrorist supporters terrorized New York City." So they went from ceasefire, we must have peace, Israel must stop, to now we must kill all Jews. We must kill all people. Actually, it's going to start with the Jews and it's going to go past that. It's going to go to Christians, it's going to everyone, because part of their plan is to get rid of the rest Western world. And we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But what's very interesting is we're starting to see a lot of events happen across the globe. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, "Last night near the Eiffel Tower, an ISIS terrorist stabbed multiple tourists. Last night in Marawi City, terrorists threw a grenade at Catholic mass, killing at least four and wounding 50 other. Last week, a terror attack on a Christmas event was foiled in Germany. This is all in addition to the recent attacks in Dublin, Ireland, and France." And we're starting to see this build up across the globe. Remember, they brought in the dregs of society. They shoved them into the countries. Millions of people are here, and they can carry out their orders. And I do believe just a matter of time that it happens here in the United States. And Trump, he kind of led on what their plan was. And we could see that everything we've been talking about, where they were infiltrating this country, bringing in military men, it is now all coming true. Joe Rambo put this out on X and said, "You've got to follow this thread if you don't know what I'm talking about. Trump just confirmed my theory. 26,000 military-age males. What are we building? A little army?" Well, absolutely. Take a listen to what Trump said here.
6,000 people from China, all young males. Okay? So what's going on with that? 26,000 people just was reported over a short period of time. This isn't a long period of time. So what are we building, a little army in our country? And we have a guy.
And that's exactly what they're building. And not just with the Chinese, but they're using the other illegals coming into this country. Joe Rambo says, "Can you guess what our recruiting shortfalls number is?" You guessed it, 26,000. Army, 10,000. Navy, 10,000. Air Force, 6,000. 26,000 total. Isn't that interesting? And remember, everything that is happening now, Trump reversed. This is what he said out in Iowa. "For four straight years, I kept America safe. I kept Israel safe. I kept Ukraine safe. I kept the entire world safe. And now look what's happening." Take a listen to what he said.
"For four straight years, I kept America safe. I kept Israel safe. I kept Ukraine safe. None of this stuff would have happened. And I kept the entire world safe, and we will again as the 47th president of the United States. We'll do it again."
So do you think the people can see this very, very clearly? Do you think this is going to be taken to the next step? Because he wants the people to see it all. He wants the people to see exactly what they're planning and what is going to happen. It's not enough just to show people open borders. I think this has to be brought to the next level, and it's not Trump doing it, it's the deep state doing it. He knows if they follow this playbook, there's going to be an event, because these people are evil. Part of their plan is to wipe out the people of this country, to take it over, not just this country, but of Europe. And you could see it playing out right now, and you could see the events in all different countries. I do believe the U.S. is most likely next. We're going to have to watch that very, very carefully, because once this happens, people are going to wake up. Every step of the way, people are going to wake up, and the people are going to turn on the deep state players. until the very, very end when Trump is sitting there and he has 90, 95% of the people. At that point, the deep state is screwed. And that is going to be a huge problem for them with the elections. We'll be talking about that in just a bit. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the pandemic, because they're trying to bring the pandemic back because they need to cheat in the election, especially with Joe Biden's poll numbers dropping like a rock. He's dead in the water. And I do believe in the end, they are going to do the old switcheroo. And I do believe that will be coming in next year, probably the early part of next year. But what's very interesting is as they try to bring back a new virus, which is not going to work, but they're going to try, we're getting information that everything that they did before never worked. It was never meant to work because it doesn't work. It's basic science. Disclosed TV put this out on Telegram, says systematic review published in the BMJ fails to find any evidence of benefit from masking children to either protect themselves or those around them from COVID-19. These masks never, ever worked. The virus was always able to get through the openings. This was just to make you feel like everything's okay, and actually it was shutting you up. That's really what they want. They want everyone gagged, just like they're doing to Trump, but they did it with masks. They didn't want anyone speaking. They wanted everyone gagged, just like Trump. That's why they're gagging him. They don't want the truth out there. And what's very interesting, it feels like we're going down the same exact path once again. It's the same playbook. All of a sudden, they mention there's something new in China. People are being hospitalized. They're wearing their masks again. And just like back in January of 2020, we have the CDC director out there saying, no new or novel pathogen spreading in China. No reason for Americans to worry. Don't worry about it. Didn't they say this in January of 2020? Because they're saying it now, and it's December 2023. If you go back to January of 2020, what did they say back then? Well, they said that COVID-19 outbreak that began in Wuhan, China, is not a threat to the average American citizen. Americans should know this is a potentially very serious public threat, but Americans should not worry for their own safety. And this came from Alex Azar, the Secretary of Department of Health. It came from Robert Redfield, the Director of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It came from Fauci. So they said the same exact thing. So it looks like they're using the same playbook. Isn't that interesting? Because whatever they did to Trump is going to happen to them. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Because they need to cheat in the elections. They need to do something because they know the people are awake. The people are going to Trump's side. He's gaining momentum. Remember, they have internal polls. So they know we need to cheat. We need to cheat. And if we can't cheat, well, then we can't have an election. We're going to have to try to postpone it one way or another. But again, that is going to fail. And yes, they will have chaos. Yes, they will push everything that they have, just like they did in 2020. I do believe everything is going to be used against Biden. And actually, since we're talking about 2020, it looks like Derek Chauvin was stabbed 22 times in federal prison by BLM inmate after being moved there for his own safety. So they didn't want him producing the new evidence. They brought him into a place where they knew he was going to be stabbed. And that's exactly what happened. It sounds like Epstein to me, which is very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting, since we just mentioned Epstein, we know that Marsha Blackburn, she wanted to release the information. She wanted to subpoena the flight logs. And it looks like Dick Durbin actually blocked her every step of the way. What is he worried about? Really think about that for a second. But you can see the black people in Chicago, they are fed up with the Democratic Party. They're getting pissed off. There's illegals there. They're taking their jobs. They're getting paid for everything. And the people are getting really pissed off. And really think about it. The Democrats, they're losing the black vote every step of the way. I mean, look, a former BLM and a former Democrat endorsed Trump. So now these people, they're starting to see, holy crap, they're not for us. They're paying the illegals. We're suffering. They're giving them everything. We're getting nothing. Now the people are seeing the truth and they're turning on the Democrats. And once again, this is not going to help them. And we were told about all of this in the Q post. where what happens if they lose the black vote? And that's exactly what's happening right now. They're losing the black vote. And what's very interesting is we could see that they set all of this up going back in time. They set up all the prosecutors. They set up all the attorney generals. They set up everything. They set up BLM. They set up everything to keep control. But now they're losing control. And now that everyone can see it and everyone is seeing what these installed prosecutors and attorney generals really are, the people are going to go along with Trump's plan. Now, think about this. Trump needed to show the people the truth about all these prosecutors and the attorney generals. He needed people to see that, look, they're controlled by the deep state players and they're being told what to do. And he needed to show the people this because eventually what he's going to do is he's going to create some type of task force or something to reverse everything that Soros has done. So if you don't know that these people have been put into position, why would you go along with him to reverse everything Soros has done? First, you need to see it all, and then you could say, yes, I see what needs to be done. We agree with you. When he was out in Iowa, he said the following, that he's going to direct the DOJ to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America for the reverse enforcement of the law. And what are people seeing? No cash bail. They're seeing that they're not putting people away. They're not prosecuting people for stealing. The people of this country needed to see this first because his mission afterwards is to go after all these people. These are people who are installed by Soros and many others. And now the people are going to say, okay, let's do this. Just like everything else that you're seeing, it had to be done this way because otherwise, why would you go along with the plan if you didn't see it? See, now that you see it, now you get it. Now you're going to say, yes, let's get rid of these people. Let's send these people back to their countries who came over the border. Hey, let's repair the economy. Let's have peace. Let's not have war. You see, now the people are with him because you're seeing what the deep state is doing. You had to see it first to go along with Trump. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to go along with the paper ballots because once we're attacked and they try to postpone the elections, the people will go along with it. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan right now, he's demanding that Jack Smith hand over Trump's indictment documents. So the House Oversight Committee, they are now requesting all documents and communications between Smith's office and Justice Department pertaining to Trump. It's time that Jack Smith and the DOJ answer to Congress. This is what Anna Paulina Luna says. Jack has until December 15th to provide me, along with Representative James Comer and Jim Jordan, with all communications and documents about indicting Trump and where he got his authority to do so. The documents requested include information about his ability to summon grand juries in D.C. and Florida and grant immunity to witnesses. And it accuses Smith of overstepping prosecutorial bounds. So let's see what the criminal syndicate does. Will they hand over this information? Maybe, maybe not. Remember, they're a criminal syndicate. They'll probably try to stall as best they possibly can. But you can see everything that Trump and the Patriots are doing. I do believe this is part of Trump's campaign. And he's just getting stronger and stronger as every day that passes. When he was out in Cedar Rapids at his rally, he said the 14th Amendment cases is making him more and more popular. Every attack that the deep state does to Trump backfires on them. Remember, he's the victim. This is the court of public opinion. The media, the fake news, they don't have control. They don't have control of the social media companies. The people, they can see the truth. Now, if the deep state had control over everything, you wouldn't see the truth. You would see something completely different. But the people are awake. The people can see the truth. And it's not working. And Trump, he put out a couple of messages, which I find very, very interesting at the rally. He said, Joe Biden is not the defender of American democracy. Joe Biden is the destroyer of American democracy. He says, you must never forget that our nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is our God-given right. Take a listen.
You must never forget that our nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you, front row Joes. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right.
And then Trump says 1 year from now, the American people are going to fire crooked Joe Biden and the anti-democratic party in a political earthquake that will echo around the world. And yes, I do believe the entire administration is going to be fired, because no matter who they bring in, no matter what they do, Trump is going to win. The people are going to make a decision, and the people are going to say, you know something? We can't take it anymore. We need someone that is going to change everything. And that person is going to be Trump. Clandestine put this out and said, we are approaching crunch time. Trump is trending to win big in 2024. Biden's approval is plummeting. Moderates are leaning red. The establishment knows this. If the status quo remains, they will lose. They have to change the status quo, and soon. Only question is how. I do believe they're coming in with a change of batter. I do believe that everything is about to change, and they're going to try to cheat, but they won't be able to cheat in the election, and they're going to have to try to postpone it, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing, which is very interesting, is that Judge Chutkan ruled that Trump is not immune from lawsuits over January 6th. So they removed his immunity, which means they set another precedent, which means this precedent is now set against all other presidents. And those people that have committed crimes, well, you can go after these individuals, especially Obama. And remember, everything has to happen to Trump first. These precedents have to be set. And now, as this is being set, where he doesn't have immunity, which means they can look back and say, okay, this was set. Obama, you don't have immunity. Clinton, you don't have immunity. None of these individuals have immunity. This is all working against them, which means now Trump can go to trial. He can present his evidence, and we could see that people are going to learn that there were foreign governments, there were deep state players in this country that rigged the 2020 election, which really means they overthrew the United States government. They had an insurrection, and they overthrew the duly elected president. They committed treason, and they worked with another country to do this. Ultra MJ Truth put this out on X and said, Trump says we know the results of the 2020 election and says he wants to redo the election. We're not questioning the election. We know the results. We know. We want to look at it very carefully. And he wants to redo the election. So he has all this information. He caught them in the act. And he's telling them that we have it all. And when is he going to produce it? Oh, that's right. During his trials. Everything is on schedule. And yes, in the end, the people will accept a different way of voting. We will not use mail-in. We will not use drop boxes. We will not use the Dominion machines. We'll not use any of this. We will use paper ballots. And you can see that people now are starting to realize that they're going to try to stop the election, where people think the election is not going to happen. Douglas McGregor put this out and says, I do not think we'll get to the 2024 election. Things are going to implode in Washington before then. Our economic financial condition is fragile. It's going to come home to roost in ugly ways. Absolutely. Blueprint put this out on Telegram. 1333, this is the post. It says, Castle Lock. We won't let them steal the election. The voter gap Trump and the Patriots are creating will be insurmountable come November 2024. The deep state puppeteers face an impossible hurdle today, let alone following another year of awakening. In the end, all they'll have left is to obstruct the election at the precincts. And when they do, I believe this is when the public will see the military step in to manage it. Trump will win by the largest landslide in U.S. history, along with the White House. I believe we will also clean out our local and state federal bodies to send a supermajority to D.C. House, Senate, and the White House castle lock. Then the transparency, prosecution bills, feds, agency abolishment, government restructuring, and new laws that will pass to free and secure the people from tyranny will make our heads spin. Nothing can stop what is coming is not just a slogan. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe they're going to try to postpone the elections. I do believe it's going to be an attack on the United States. I do believe they're going to try to do it maybe with a cyber attack. I mean, World Economic Forum mentioned this, that we're going to see a cyber attack. And this would play right into what Trump has, where they could say, hey, look, we have a malware in our systems. We can't have an election. Remember, that's part of our national infrastructure, which means it will activate the military because the United States was attacked and they hit our infrastructure, which is part of national security, which means if you go back in time, who was guarding the elections? Oh, the military was during the Civil War, Will the military then guard the elections and remove those people who are supposed to guard the election for the deep state players? I do believe so. I think we're changing the deep state guards over to the Patriot guards to make sure that we have a free, transparent election using paper ballots. And once again, Dan Scavino on Truth put out a truth, and this was put out at 12:37. It's a picture or video of Mar-a-Lago, and he ends up at the pool at the beach of Mar-a-Lago. But playing in the background is Nasum Dorma. Now, this is the aria from Some of All Fears. This is the end part of that aria. And at the end, it says, at dawn, I will win. I will win. So why at dawn? Oh, that's right, because the elections are in the evening. And in the morning, who is the winner? Trump, we the people. Take a listen. So since Dan Scavino pointed to the pools, I would say maybe he's telling us to watch the water. I mean, there is the ocean beyond this, but it looks like it was pitch dark and you can't see the ocean. But that reminds me of post 765, February 15, 2018. Watch the water. Is something going to happen where maybe there's an attack on the U.S. from the ocean or someplace else? Or maybe, I mean, we've already seen them attack ships in the Red Sea, but is something bigger coming? But the other thing that's very interesting is that he put this up at 12:37 a.m. And this is a very interesting post because I do believe everything leads back to Obama. And this is April 22nd, 2018. It says, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. So it looks like this all goes back to Obama. This is the infiltration. And the message here is to destroy Western civilization. And that is part of the 16-year plan. Destroy Western civilization. Look what they've done throughout Europe. They brought in the Muslims. Are they trying to do this? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew what the plan was, and I do believe all of this is to bring Obama front and center to be accountable. And yes, I do believe this is going to be the trial, because once they make the swap for Joe Biden, and I do believe when Michelle Obama is in that place, all the focus will be on the Obamas. This will be the court of public opinion, and information about his treasonous crimes will come out. I think we'll even find out that he is not even a citizen of this country. And once the people start to see this, and once the people understand what was really going on, the people, they will understand and they will make that decision on election day. And I do believe during this period of time, Trump is going to show Obama, Soros, and the rest, you lost. We're taking back the country. The people are behind me. The people know, and we're taking it all back from you, and we're coming after you. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.